Senator Susan Collins backs Tulsi Gabbard confirmation for DNI. Office of DNI has become far larger than intended. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 3, 2025. Senator Susan Collins, Army, revealed that she would be voting to confirm Tulsi Gabbard, President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, noting that the office has become far larger than it was designed to be. After extensive consideration of her nomination, I will support Tulsi Gabbard to be the Director of National Intelligence, Collins said in a statement. As one of the principal authors of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004 that established this coordinating position, I understand the critical role the DNI plays in the intelligence community. Collins added that Gabbard shared her vision of returning the agency to its intended size. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, however, has become far larger than it was designed to be. And Ms. Gabbard shares my vision of returning the agency to its intended size, Collins said. In response to my questions during our discussion in my office and at the open hearing, as well as through her explanation at the closed hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Ms. Gabbard addressed my concerns regarding her views on Edward Snowden, Collins added. I look forward to working with Ms. Gabbard to strengthen our national security. The statement from Collins comes as Gabbard has faced several lies and smears about her from the Democrats and mainstream media since Trump selected her in November to be the DNI. Several of the lies and smears about Gabbard that have been pushed by the Democrats and media have been about her being an Assad sympathizer, a Russian asset, sympathetic to dictators, that she is soft on Iran, and that she has pushed Russian propaganda on U.S.-funded biolabs. During her opening statement before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gabbard addressed the lies and smears that have been launched against her, warning the American people that they may hear lies and smears during the hearing, and adding that opponents of her nomination implied that she is loyal to something or someone other than God, her conscience, or even the Constitution of the United States. Now, before I close, I want to warn the American people who are watching at home. You may hear lies and smears in this hearing that will challenge my loyalty to and my love for our country, Gabbard said during the hearing. Those who oppose my nomination imply that I am loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience and the Constitution of the United States, accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet.